I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios here on The Fan. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. Grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Joining us now, longtime Buccaneers beat writer Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I'm guessing, Rick, you've never operated a snowblower in your life.
You are 100% correct, my man. I've been to Wisconsin a whole bunch, and I played in the snow and even got stuck there before. But no, snowblowers, we just need air conditioning is all we operate.
Yeah, it's a lot
hey,
easier.
Rick, don't feel bad. I've been living up in this little Roy Butler, by the way, since 1990. I have not used one either, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, he's got people.
I ain't touching it.
Hey, Rick, first things first, I guess, you know, we've talked about, like, Drew Brees and whether or not maybe he's coming on the other side of his career, not making the long throws anymore and that stuff. And I've seen talk about Big Ben Roethlisberger not making those throws as much anymore either as he gets up there in age. I don't see necessarily the same about Tom Brady. How would you analyze what you've seen out of Brady in Tampa Bay to this point?
Yeah, you know, his arm looks good. I mean, you know, we'll see what shape it's in December. But to be honest, I you know, even before they signed him, I know I talked to Clyde Christensen, their quarterback's coach, and he said he went back and looked at the last 3 or 4 years and really didn't see a whole drop-off, you know, in arm strength. I mean, we know Tom is, you know, keeps himself in great shape, is kind of a freak that way. But we've watched him in practice and now in games, you know, throw some seam routes and some deep balls that the accuracy is there, the strength is there. And he's actually pushing the ball down the field more because of this offense in trying to do sort of what Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians wants him to. So he's got some guys that can get vertical, and he's building some chemistry. The problem is they've all been in and out of the lineup. They just can't stay on the field together from a health standpoint. So that's really hurt the offense in terms of its development.
How's the relationship with Bruce Arians and Tom Brady?
I think it's good. You know, I mean, he's not Bill Belichick, and that's probably why he's here. You know, the one thing about Tom is he's very calculating, as you can imagine. He did his homework on all of this. He's become close to Peyton Manning. I mean, Bruce Arians, you know, had Peyton Manning. He's had Ben Roethlisberger. He's had Carson Palmer. He knows sort of what, you know, these iconic, I guess you would say, quarterbacks in some instances require. And, you know, but he's also very demanding. I think, you know, Tom wants to be coached hard. And, you know, Bruce is blunt. He'll tell you, you know, if your football sucks, he'll tell you not to take it personally. And he'll tell us and then tell them that he ripped you in the media. So That part was a little different, I think, for Tom. But he's handled it well. He hasn't said anything to any coaches. And I think overall he's pretty happy with the staff down here.
Yeah, I want to go back to the San Diego game. He was playing against Justin Herbert, a rookie, and it seemed to be a pretty good game, but Tom ended up throwing five touchdowns in that game, but I know he see the stat about four of his last eight games throwing a pick six. Do you think he even cares about that? Because they got this thing thinking, oh, he's so upset because he didn't know what down it was. Now he's just going to go out and be motivated and torch the Green Bay Packers. Are you buying into that? I'm glad you're laughing.
Well, yeah.
I'm so glad you're laughing.
He poked fun at himself in a meme to LeBron James, you know, after LeBron won his fourth championship. But I don't know. Nobody will tell us. They don't want to poke the goat. You know, they don't want to tell us what how he lost track of the downs there. But it's clear he did, and it's embarrassing to him, I'm sure. But, you know, he did have a good game against the Chargers. They got down 17. They made some adjustments at halftime. Of course, we've seen the Chargers now 2 weeks in a row lose after being up 17. But they started throwing the ball down the field. They started getting some good looks. You know, from a defensive standpoint with the single high safeties, and he ripped it. I mean, he had a two-play drive. He had, you know, he had some deep throws, and five different receivers caught touchdowns. So he spread the ball around well, and that was probably, you know, his best day throwing the ball in this offense. They were able to protect him. Not so good, obviously, against the Bears. That was a different situation with penalties and getting way behind in the sticks. So this offense is still up and down. Like I said, I think the biggest problem they had is that, you know, Mike Evans starts out the year. He played against New Orleans, but really wasn't well because of a hamstring. Then in that same game, you lose Chris Godwin to a concussion. And then, you know, Mike has to play by himself, and Godwin misses three games with that and a hamstring. I mean, it's just been kind of helter-skelter from a receiving standpoint. And the hardest thing to do, Leroy, as you know, is when these guys move to other teams is try to build that chemistry. And with no offseason, he had them out there to high school. But, you know, when they start tackling again – and you're having to do it for real under duress. It's a little different game.
Yeah, when O.J. Howard went out, I was like, okay, that was another weapon they could have had. But I like Cameron Brake. But it seemed like to be Gronk playing would have his security blanket with him, but they weren't really using them like he – now, as of late, they're trying to get the ball to him, but at first they weren't really using him.
No, they weren't. And Gronk even joked about it. He says, I'm here to block, you know, and – I think it was a bit of an annoyance spot, you know, and of course, you know, he wants to catch passes. But remember now, he took a year off of football, and you know this, that when you put those keys on the table, sometimes it's hard to pick them back up again. And, you know, he had to get his body, it was in good shape from a physical standpoint. I mean, he had all the surgeries and it healed up because he hadn't played in a year. But then you get out there and you start to run and get sore. I don't know that he has the same burst that he once had. I don't know that he can get the kind of separation that we're used to seeing Gronk get. So, I mean, you know, from that standpoint, I'm pretty sure if he were open, Brady would certainly get the ball to him. But the fact is that in this offense, the tight end has never been a feature position. I mean, they use their outside receivers a lot, especially the slot receiver. They'll go three wide a lot. You know, I think that I would think they'd be more in two tight ends. But now that O.J. is gone, they're going to be able to pay more attention to Gronk. So we'll see going forward if he becomes a bigger part of the passing game, but I think it's just going to be kind of a game-by-game thing.
Talking with Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times here on the Wendy's Big Show. How has Bruce Arians been received from the media and from the fan base in Tampa?
Well, I think they like Bruce. I mean, if you don't like Bruce, you probably don't like people, right? I mean, he's just that guy. He's, you know, the coolest coach in the league, just ask him. And, you know, win or lose, we booze, baby, that kind of guy. But he's also, you know, a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. And he's put together an unbelievable staff. I mean, Todd Bowles has done a terrific job with that defense. They got about 40 coaches, so you ought to have a good staff. But, you know, he's great. And he lets his guys coach. A progressive guy. I mean, he's, you know, three African-American coordinators, two women on the staff. I mean, I love what Bruce has done. And they're all good coaches, too, now. It's not – these are the best people he could find, and he'll make it clear to you about that. But I think people root for a guy like Bruce Arians just because he's been in the game so long. He didn't get to be a head coach until he was, you know, damn near 60. So, you know, they'd like to see him win a Super Bowl before he's done.
No, I would agree with you. I love Bruce Arians. Would love to be coached by him. I guess because I know Tom Brady gets a lot of headlines there, and so does that offense. But that defense is a pretty good defense they built over there.
It really is, Leroy. I mean, it's a kind you would like playing for because they like to attack.
By the way, Leroy want me to tell you this is Gary Ellerson, by the way. Sorry. So I'm sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead.
I told him to tell people, but he won't listen to me. He never
go
listened.
Ahead.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that.
Well, we sound alike.
No, yeah. I'm glad you said it. I like when you say my name.
Yeah.
I covered too many Green Bay games is what it comes down to.
Well, you probably didn't cover the Packers in the mid-80s or the Bucks
in the
mid-80s.
No, they weren't any good. No one covered
them. That was with Steve Young and I forget. Yeah. Was that James Wilder, I believe it was?
Yeah, I didn't do those guys. No, I started, believe it or not, with Ray Perkins in 90, so that was bad enough. But,
Ray Perkins. Yeah. Ray Perkins, okay.
Yeah.
So I go back a ways. I was a young man then. Anyway, you would like this defense, and it's because the Todd Bowles does a great job putting guys in position to make plays. He's got the number one run defense the last 2 years. Of course, they lost Vita Vea, but in Ndamukong Suh, the two linebackers, you know, Devin White is going to be a terrific player. And obviously, Lavonte David has been for years, but people are just now finding out. And the young secondary is growing up. I mean, Carlton Davis is a guy that can travel with the best receiver if he needs to. And Antoine Winfield could be a rookie of the year candidate if this defense got going and they went far, because he just has terrific instincts like his dad and makes plays all over the field. So, you know, you combine that with Shaq Barrett that led the league in sacks and JPP. I mean, they got some pieces here and they're playing very, very well. So I don't worry about, you know, their defense, although they got to face that man Rodgers, and that's a whole different animal.
You would think that last time, and this is Leroy Butler, by the way.
Sure.
Last one, we'll get you going because we know you.
I have one more, Leroy. If that's
no,
okay.
No, we're gonna cut you off. We're gonna cut you off. We're gonna cut you off, Leroy. Be quiet.
Okay.
Rick, the last time the Green Bay Packers really weren't the team that we thought they could be when they played San Francisco, they could not stop the run. That was a running back by committee. Now you see Ronald Jones and you see Leonard Fournette, who's banged up, and then even McCoy. It seemed like they want to run the ball last two games. Ronald Jones went over 100. He's kind of an underrated guy, but a guy has a lot of talent.
He does have a lot of talent, and he is getting better and more confident. You know, his rookie year was a wipeout type of season. He came back last year, led the team, but it wasn't really what they were hoping for. And I just think that, you know, he's gained a little weight, and he's up to about 225. He's a strong guy, and that offensive line now is starting to gel a little bit. And he's making people miss. He's getting some yards after contact. He's stronger now. He understands. He's a little more patient as a runner instead of trying to press the hole, you know, too soon. He lets things develop just a little bit. And then he's got that explosion. That's the thing they always saw at USC was the guy is really fast. I mean, you get him in the second level, he's going to have a tough time catching him now. So he's running through people. He's making people miss, get some yards on his own, and he's finishing his runs. And they're really excited about his future. Now, what he can't do is he doesn't catch the ball very well. And that's a big problem if you're playing for a Tom Brady, because he loves throwing to his running back. So that's why they really need Shady McCoy to come back. He'll be back this week. I think he's pretty healthy, more healthy than Leonard Fournette. They need that guy that they can, you know, move around on the offense, split out wide, give him the ball in the flat, and keep the chains moving, because Tom doesn't want to hold on to that thing too long. And with Bruce's offense, he's going to find himself doing that.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for you real quick. Godwin, what's his availability for this weekend? Have they said anything about him? Of course, Mike Evans is playing, right?
Yeah, I think they'll both play. I mean, Mike is probably the most beat up of the two, believe it or not, because he had to go with that ankle after just hurting it, you know, 3 or 4 days before against the Chargers, and he was really hobbled against, you know, against the Bears, and you know, he's had the 10 days between games, which will help him. The problem is they haven't been able to practice. And if you don't practice, you don't typically play all that well, especially, you know, if you're talking about Tom Brady and the precision that he requires. So, I mean, that's been part of the story. But Chris Godwin looks to be pretty good. He's probably practiced every day this week, gotten lots of reps. And, you know, for him, when you have a guy like him, you can put in the slot, you can move him outside. He's a big impact guy in the run game. He really can block. And he makes those combat catches inside and then makes yards after the catch. He'll run through people as fast as he'll go around them. So having Godwin, I think, will really bring some spark to their offense. At least they're hoping so. And this will be important for them to have both those guys on the field.
And last one here. Is this a win now for the Bucs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not buying green bananas down here with Tom Brady now. You know, they're ready to go.
Them things are ripe.
So is it this year? Is it next year? I mean, what is the prevailing overall thought?
It's as long as Tom wants to be, you know, Tampa Tom, because he's got a 2-year deal at $50 million. I think he'll probably play both years if he stays healthy. And they're trying to win it this year, next year, and if he'll come back for a third one, they try it then too. There's no rebuilding program. I mean, look, Bruce Arians is 68 years old, man.
There's another one.
Everybody wants to win now. They haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. What are they waiting for? You know. All the chips are on the table. If you got some players, send them down to Tampa Bay. They'd love to have them.
Rick Stroud, he is the beat writer for the Tampa Bay Times Buccaneers. Rick, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you guys. Have fun.
Right, you betcha. Take care. There he is, Rick Stroud on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. To apply for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.